Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Good morning, John Becknell.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to be with you and Amanda.
Hi, John.
Hey.
So the big question for me is, where did you sleep last night?
I slept at home.
You did?
Beautiful Laguna Beach.
Where did you sleep the night before that?
I was in, I've been home for two nights. But before that, I was in South Dakota.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. He wasn't just in South Dakota. He was sending me pictures of my hometown.
Oh, really?
In Aberdeen, South Dakota. He drove around and took the little tour and said, I'm in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Did it make you nostalgic?
And I sent back a text saying my condolences.
So no.
All right. First of all, congratulations on your honor, November 5th, of being recognized by Friendship Shelter for the work that you've done for our organizations. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I don't really know how to explain what it is that you do. I refer to you as a guru.
I'm far from that.
What exactly is it that you do? Because for the last 2 years, or maybe even a little longer, you've been really sort of like up in the guts of our organization. I mean, you've been in the kitchen seeing how the sausage is made.
Well, what I've done over the last couple of years is I've worked with the board doing some strategic planning, and then I've been working with a leadership team just some leadership development. Leadership's a practice. It's something that you don't just arrive at with a position or a title. It's something that you're always developing and learning about. And so, and it's funny that I'm getting this honor, Mark, because to me, the honor has been to work with Friendship Shelter. Not only the work that you folks do, but just an amazing team of people. I mean, I work with leadership teams all across the United States, but this team of people, its dedication, the heart that they bring to this work is just amazing. And so to me, it's funny that I'm being honored, because I think the real honor is the work that the team does, the leadership team, and also the board. This is just amazing work. And so it has been a real privilege for me to do this work and continue to do it.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And of course, your humble attitude is part of the reason that people enjoy working with you so much. And I agree with everything that you've said. I mean, Friendship Shelter is a great group of people. It's a fantastic organization. It's been in the community for nearly 30 years. I think, though, John, the change for me when you came to the organization, and by the way, you work with our organization gratis. You don't ask us to reimburse you for what you bring to the organization, although you travel all over the country making your living doing these kinds of things. To me, the big change was that you took this good group of people, this fine organization, and you moved it to the next level. And to me, what really clicked is when you said, let's dream about the moon for a second. Let's figure out what is your moon and how can you get there? And I think Amanda's been a part of these conversations, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it infused a new spirit, a new inspiration, a greater aspiration for the organization to not just trudge along, and not to point at the moon, but to say we're going to go to the moon. Amanda?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel so honored just to be part of those meetings and that leadership training. And I see that, I mean, I'm pretty new to the organization, so I'm sure you can speak more to where it's been and where it's going now. But just being a part of those meetings, seeing how everyone just wants to get there and everyone is on the same page. And I think, John, you have so much to do with that.
Well, you know, one of the things we've forgotten how to imagine. And so often when we're in organizations or we're in teams, we have to rediscover the playful practice of imagining, and we have to be able to see ahead. You know, Einstein said, we're not going to solve the problems we have today with the same thinking that we had when we created them. We need new thinking, and we need, I think, new imagination, and we have to be able to see beyond where we are now, and that's what's exciting to me, is to watch how this group of people has just been able to imagine a bigger and a better future.
How do you bring that to be, though, John? How do you walk into a room full of people and you know, their preconceived ideas, their notions, their baggage, their barriers? How do you lead people to a place where they can imagine again?
You know, the Persian poet Rumi said, don't seek love. Simply take down the barriers that are keeping you from love. And it's the same way with imagination. It's you don't have to really go after imagination. We just have to take down the barriers that's cut us off from it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, if you ask a group of 5 or 6 year olds to imagine, and they're right there. They're just with you. And so what we have to do is begin to, you know, rediscover the fertile ground of play and openness and fun that is really the soil that imagination grows in.
You know, I actually, in a different life, I used to teach spontaneity as a class. And I would
wow.
I would teach it to children. And they, back then, I mean, they used to say that sometime around the second grade is where kids start to lose a little bit of their imagination,
right,
and their spontaneity, and start to become more, you know, in line, you know, go with the flow kinds of kids. I guess when I used to do that, you know, one of the things that I used to say to people is that, what is spontaneity, or what we describe as talented behavior? It's not something that you're born with. There's no creative gene that anyone can point to. It is creating an environment where being creative, being spontaneous, is allowed, appreciated, and honored.
Absolutely.
And that's what you've done in our organization, is that you've helped create an environment where big, crazy ideas are wanted as an opportunity to see how can we get to the moon with the ideas that we have.
Yeah, it's when you allow for possibility thinking and you create an environment where just finding a solution. So we live in an environment today and in a world where we're quite reactive, and we want to hurry up and get to the solution. And part of being able to imagine a new world and imagine things differently and find solutions that really work is to pause and simply not go for the solution, but spend some time really figuring out what the question is, and then just infusing an element of fun.
It's another one of the big things, again, that really changed things for me is that when I work with him, you constantly say, let's just slow down. Let's just sit with this for a little while and to be with it and see where we want to go from here. We don't have to do anything right this minute, and something may come out of that, just sort of being with the question or with the problem. Yeah,
you know, and your the Friendship Shelter leadership team is, I mean, the work that you guys have to do doesn't have an end. It's always there, and every morning when you get up and you come to work, there's lots to do. And there's probably more things on your to-do list than there are hours in the day. And so you're always engaged. And so part of it, this is nothing complex that I do, but when we get together, one of the things I love seeing you guys do is just slow down and just have a minute to catch your breath. Because there's great need out there, and you guys are meeting an important and vital need in our community. And sometimes we have to just meet your need. And that's what I want this community to recognize, is that we have to take care of those who take care of others. And we have to just make some time and space Because, I mean, you guys, there's no such thing as a 40-hour work week at Friendship Shelter. And I know that, and I watch what you do and the concern that you folks bring to everything that you do, and just making some space for you to slow down and to catch your breath and to feel appreciated. And I think if we as a community can do anything at all, it's to really honor the work that you do for these important people in our community who need help.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's our man.
And John, you said one word that stuck out to me twice, and that's the word fun.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we forget that we can have a lot of fun together at work. And I think that's important. You bring that back to us, and we're always like, yeah, we can have fun together.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's important.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's be cowboys. John, so once one of the things that you've done for the organization is you've helped us identify our moon. What is the big destination we want to get to? Then you've helped us identify the steps that we need to take in order to achieve this huge destination. But the other thing that you've done for the organization is that you've spent a great deal of time training everyone in the organization, people in the organization to be leaders. Can you quickly tell us what makes a good leader and how do you do it?
Yeah, so leadership comes in all kinds of packages, and this crazy election that we're in is getting all of us to think a lot about leadership. But leadership at its very core is just this capacity to influence others, and especially influence them toward a identified destination. And when we think about leadership, we often get it all mixed up with all kinds of complex theories. But leadership at its very core is simply this ability to work with other people and have some influence on them and help them move toward a good place.
Can you teach anyone to be a leader?
I think that everybody can lead. And I think we're at different places, and what I always work at is how do we build on what's there? So I always talk to people about what if you brought just 10% more leadership to your life, to your personal life, to your relational life, to your work life, to organizational life, to the big needs of the world? What if you were able to do that? And so my work is often just to simply find where people are and say, what if you were able to have just a little bit more influence over yourself, over others? And leadership sort of builds on leadership. And when people start to recognize that leadership isn't about position, it's not necessarily about title, it's simply about being able to influence something that we care a lot about. What are you passionate about? That's where the real core of leadership starts.
All right, that's John Becknell.
Amazing.
He's being honored November 5th at the big gala in our backyard. It's to support Friendship Shelter, and John's being honored because he's done a tremendous amount to support Friendship Shelter. He's been described as a community psychologist and organizational development expert, a leadership trainer, a teacher, a researcher. I call him a guru.
Yes. Very fitting.
John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Amanda.
Are you in town for a while, or you catching a plane later today?
Not till tomorrow.
Not till tomorrow. All right. Awesome. Let's take a music break, can we?
Yes.
All right. When we get back, we'll talk some more here on The Friendship Show. You're listening to KX93.5. We'll be back right after this.
You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and it's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. I just know, I know, I know, I know that